Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Joining your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yes. Can you tell me who Beyond Absolute Health is?
Ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I would need your zip code so I can
39073.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your first and your last name, please?
Florence Adcock.
Can I have, yes, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address for me, Florence?
2460 West Mountain Creek Road, Florence, Mississippi, 39073. But you're still not telling me who that is.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna tell you when the system is still loading, so I apologize for the long wait. Okay, ma'am. So, do you have the charge and the date amount that you're calling about today?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the charge?
The charge is, as a matter of fact, several of them. I've noticed that it's been coming out. One of them is 6732, and one is 574.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I do see that charge. Now, this was the first charge that was made on your account on November the 13th for $5.74, and it was for a tablet. Do you remember? It could have been an ad or something popped up saying you won something, a tablet. Do you remember that back in November the 13th where you paid $5.74? Or could it been anybody in your house? You have any grandkids or
No,
children?
nobody has access. I don't remember doing that. And nobody has access to my phone or my computer.
Yes, ma'am. You got your credit card information, ma'am, on your MasterCard, your credit card information on file, and it was placed on the 13th of November. 574. Do you remember anything could have popped up or ad or maybe a survey? Maybe somebody said you want something and they needed you to pay the shipping and handling. You remember any of that?
No, I don't remember that. I sure don't.
Okay.
I don't remember that because I'm very cautious about these ads because a lot of times they're just junk or they're scams to get you into something.
But man, is there anybody else that could have access to your credit card and they order something?
No. Mm-mm. That is a no-no.
Are you like? Do you be on the computer or your phone or on the internet or anything, and maybe something popped up and asked for your credit card information?
Mm-mm. No. If I am on the computer and something pops up and asks, I know exactly what is popping up to ask me for my credit card information.
Okay. So what did you want to do about this account, ma'am? Did you want to cancel so you won't have any other charges coming out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I don't know how much they're going to take out of my account. This is ridiculous already. I don't know. I'm not going to have this. And if it can't be canceled, I can put a stop on it.
Ma'am, I'm canceling it for you so you won't have no more charges.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have anything to write with so I can give you the cancellation number?
Yes, right here.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-254-286. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. And this has been stopped.
Yes, ma'am. It has been stopped, so you don't have no more charges coming out your account.
Okay.
All right, and I thank you.
Stopped on 12/22. Okay.
And I thank you, Florence, for calling into customer support. And I hope
okay.
You have a Merry Christmas and you have your Happy New Year.
Okay, Cassandra, same to you.
All right.
Thank you for putting a stop on this.
Oh, yes, ma'am. No problem.
Okay.
Now you stay warm now, Miss Florence.
Okay. You too. Where are you at?
California.
Well, you're not getting the 12-degree temperature we're fixing to get tonight.
Oh my! Oh yeah, you're down south, so yes, ma'am, you might come close to a white Christmas.
Yeah, we might.
Okay.
Yeah, we might.
Okay. Well, thank you, Florence, for calling to Custom Support. Now you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.